compass in my rugged life. It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Sean Carey's path to becoming an acclaimed indie singer-songwriter started very close to his native Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Carey has taken his interest in classical and jazz percussion and used it as the basis for his current music making, which he performs under the moniker of S. Carey.
Carey plays everything from marimba to organ to guitar on his latest album called Range of Light, but he gets some help from fellow Eau Claire musician Justin Vernon, with whom he played as part of Vernon's Bon Iver project.
Carey will play at the Cedarbrook Cultural Center tomorrow night. I first reached him by phone last spring and wondered then if his degree in classical percussion from UW Eau Claire ever had him imagining a career with a symphony.
No, not at all. I mean, I guess there was always that possibility, but no, I guess at that point I thought I would just be more of a gigging musician and probably go teach private lessons and stuff or maybe go to grad school. I wasn't quite sure. I definitely didn't picture myself being a touring musician and ultimately, you know, being a songwriter either. So
yeah, where did that transition happen? You know, a lot of people are gigging musicians, but making that shift is kind of a big one.
Right. Well, my last semester at college, I started to play with Bon Iver, and that was kind of getting a lot of attention, and basically right after I graduated, we hit the road for about a year and a half. So that's when it started. And then over that year and a half, 2 years of being on the road and seeing the world and being exposed to a bunch of new music and seeing bands play, and it was just really inspiring to me, and I kind of felt this wave of creativity inside me, and I wanted to get that out, so I started working on my first record called All We Grow, and that's when S. Carey started.
Range of Light is the new album, and with the songs we're hearing today kind of weaving in and out are from that album. And when I listen to the tunes that I've heard, I'm really struck by the fact that you were a percussionist to start with, because the songs are in some ways so rhythmically driven.
The future.
I'm thinking of Crown the Pines, particularly,
right?
Because, yeah, it's very melodic and there's a lot of interesting harmonies going on, but the way you've layered those vocals is incredibly rhythmic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think that the percussion part of me comes out more in my songs than maybe the drummer part of me. Some of the songs are kind of like anti-drummer. You know, like, where we don't use a full kit and try to layer different textures of percussion with shakers and wooden sounds. And then we also try to use more pitch percussion like vibraphones and piano and anything like that creates layers of percussion. And that's something that definitely I took from my classical training, whether playing in percussion ensemble at school or even just checking out more modern composers that really explore percussion, especially in the last 50 to 75 years. But yeah, I guess that's kind of one of my main springboards for writing, is kind of creating cool textures like that and using percussion as the basis to write a song on top of.
Yeah.
You're radiant, and I'm ready. Would it bring a flower in? The sun was up and the frost was gone. And in that dewdrop dress of fawn, and the spots were on, but I'm calm this run.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you started with, you know, sort of a rhythmic idea first. You know, a lot of songwriters would start with a melody or maybe a lyric or something like that. Do you,
right.
Do you usually start with that idea of a rhythmic complexity and something you want to explore that way?
It depends, I guess. Yeah, I mean, with Crown the Pines, I just had that main motif right away that the vocals and the piano and bass all are doing in unison, and that's where that song started. And but every song is kind of a little different, I feel like. And Justin Vernon actually helped because he sings on that song, and he helped kind of clarify what the vocals should be doing as far as those the layers of more of the choral, almost round sounding vocals.
Yeah,
so that was really cool.
I was thinking it was like counterpoint. You had all of these really fabulous, almost anti-rhythmic things happening all at the same time, but it all worked.
Right, yeah.
And so you're crediting him? You're not taking credit for that?
Well, I think he came up with the line that he sang, and then basically we worked on the song for quite a while, and we had all the like undercurrents. We had all that going on, and then he popped in, and we were kind of at this stopping point. And I had some lyrics laying around that I wanted to use, but I just couldn't figure out how to use them in a longer melodic way over the top of all the faster rhythms. And so yeah, Justin definitely helped me with that melody and kind of had that idea to do the more round choral thing on that song.
I am in love with this place, but I fear for its grace. Shoot, the sky opens up like the sea, and the rest of the suffers.
One of the things that my boss and I thought of when we were listening to it is that that's what the Beach Boys would sound like now if they were recording now.
Yeah, that's a compliment. I was a huge Beach Boys fan as a kid, actually. So.
Oh, well, you can tell. You can tell that's in great. That because that is. We just looked at each other and said, are you sure that's not the Beach Boys? You know, kind of like morphed a little bit, but certainly you can hear the influence in that. And California, California plays such an important role in this album in general, not just Beach Boys. You talk about California and Arizona influences. How did that come about?
Well, my dad is from California, so his whole family, my whole side of the family is from there and still lives there. And my dad actually lives in Arizona now. But we would go out and visit every summer and spend like a month driving around those states and camping and hiking. And we went to Yosemite and went to the Grand Canyon and went to a bunch of places that are so wildly different than Wisconsin. So I just kind of have always had a love for the West and for that area specifically, and some of the songs when I started writing them, I started to tap into those memories of visiting those places. And even more recently, too, I mean, just every time we're out there on tour, I just have a lot of history there. I proposed to my wife in San Francisco, and it just makes me feel warm and
Well, Sean, it has been such a pleasure talking with you, and welcome home.
Thanks.
Eau Claire native Sean Carey's new album is called Range of Light. We're hearing a track from it called Never Ending Fountain.
Carey will play a concert tomorrow night at the Cedarburg Cultural Center. There's a link to more information from WUWM.com. That's all the time we have for the Friday edition of the program. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow and Sunday at 3 for Lake Effect Weekend, and be back here again Monday morning at 10 for Lake Effect.
It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. The latest news comes your way in just about an hour on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR in Boston. But right now it's 11 o'clock. Stay tuned, because Fresh Air is next.